listener production.
With your local news briefing, hi, it's Rosie O'Brien. One person has died and another person is injured after a truck and car collided at the Chuan Forest this morning. Emergency services were called to Maryborough Kalula Road around 6:30 a.m. They say the vehicles collided and one person was trapped, prompting the rescue helicopter to be called. Three people were assessed. One was taken via ambulance to Hervey Bay Hospital for treatment. Queensland's controversial new land tax regime will be deferred, leaving the door open for the state government to revive it at some stage in the future. It involved using the land value of interstate investment properties to determine the rate a property owner should be slugged for their portfolio in the state. It's understood Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk made the decision overnight to shelve the scheme after speaking to her interstate counterparts. Meantime, pet owners will have more tenancy protection from tomorrow. A law change means landlords can't decline tenants based upon their pet ownership status. REIQ CEO Antonio Mercarella says it's also important that property owners still have their safeguards.
I think it's really important that both sides do their best to embrace the new legislation, and certainly we'll be watching very carefully.
And just briefly, daylight savings starts for the southern states this weekend. If you're planning on any video calls with people in Victoria and New South Wales, they'll be an hour ahead of us from Sunday. South Australia will be 30 minutes ahead. And tickets to this year's Milby Festival have just gone live. The 10-day annual event kicks off from October 28 with some free and low-cost events scheduled. Head to Bundy Council's website for the details. Updating local sport and to the T20 Bulls Masters, the White Bay Flames head to Cairns to take on Queensland's best country cricketers. They'll battle with the Darling Downs team on Sunday morning. Those who make it to the final will head to the Gabba.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now. Listener.